United States President Donald Trump has signed an order opening the way for imposing tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports. President Trump says the move is punishment for what he terms the theft of US technology and Chinese pressure on US companies to hand it over. But he says he still views China as a friend.
We have one particular problem, and I view them as a friend. I have tremendous respect for President Xi. We have a great relationship. They're helping us a lot in North Korea, and that's China. But we have a trade deficit, depending on the way you calculate, of $504 billion. Now, some people would say it's really $375 billion. Many different ways of looking at it, but any way you look at it, it is the largest deficit of any country in the history of our world. It's out of control.
The decision to impose tariffs on Chinese imports follows a seven-month investigation into intellectual property theft. US officials say the investigation has found China engages in unfair trade practices by forcing US investors to turn over key technologies to Chinese firms. Under the terms of the memorandum, Mr. Trump will target the Chinese imports only after a consultation period. That measure will give industry lobbyists and legislators a chance to review a proposed target list, which currently runs to 1,300 products. As well as the tariffs, the United States plans to impose new investment restrictions. President Trump says the move will make the country stronger and richer.
We have right now an $800 billion trade deficit with the world. So think of that. So let's say we have 500 to 375, but let's say we have 500 with China, but we have 800 total with the world. That would mean that China is more than half. So we're going to get it taken care of. And frankly, it's going to make us a much stronger, much richer nation. The word is reciprocal. That's the word I want everyone to remember. We want reciprocal, mirror. Some people call it a mirror tariff or a mirror tax. Just use the word reciprocal.
China will also have room to respond to the president's actions, reducing the risk of immediate dramatic retaliation from that country. But the Chinese embassy in Washington has been quick to respond in a statement.
China is strongly disappointed and firmly opposes the tariff plans for Chinese imports. China does not want a trade war, but will not recoil from one. China will fight to the end with all necessary measures.
Earlier this month, President Trump announced steep tariffs on steel and aluminium imports to the United States. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is currently testifying about matters before the country's Senate Finance Committee. Mr. Lighthizer says President Trump has decided to pause tariffs for countries engaged in trade negotiations with the United States. The president is planning to impose tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on aluminium, sanctions also aimed at China. He says China is flooding the world with cheap steel and aluminium. Mr. Lighthizer has told the committee which countries would initially be exempt from the looming tariffs.
The idea that the president has is that based on a certain set of criteria that some countries should get out. There are countries with whom we're negotiating, and then the question becomes the obvious one that you think, well, okay, as a matter of business, how does this work? So what he has decided to do is to pause the imposition of the tariffs with respect to those countries.
And now, which ones are they?
Well, all right, so we have the two NAFTA countries, which we know where they are. We have Europe, we have Australia, we have Argentina, we have Brazil. Oh, and obviously Korea, where we're negotiating the course.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.